Here we are back live through BBS Radio online. Good evening, Monday, December the 2nd, 2019. Welcome to this show as a simulcast with a conference call. We had Wyduf join in. Welcome, Wyduf. And here is another person that just came on board. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
This is Tyrion Sedona.
Welcome to you, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Thank you for your email.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we will see what Wynn has in mind for tonight's show. Of course, after this one-hour show, we move over to a different conference call, not over the internet, only per phone. You can participate with the Whole Planet Healing call. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hi.
My pleasure, honey.
Good to hear your voice.
All right. So, and the information for the Whole Planet Healing call, you can either find online. The website is wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hello.
All right. The phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. We start at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and the call will be at least half an hour, sometimes up to an hour or longer. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Cecil from Seattle.
Cecil, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
You saved me, Cecil.
Oh, good.
Because a bunch of people are here, but it's nothing but women.
Oh, that's bad.
Another person, well, Jordan, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the next person?
It's Jere from Finland.
Jere, welcome. Good morning. Early morning to you.
Yeah, thank
you. Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wynn.
It is Jere. Welcome to the next participant. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
Is Terry on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Terry. We just got back from happy hour.
Well, then you should be in a good mood.
Hi. So you're all happied up now?
She's happy, yeah.
Having
decorated for Christmas, it's so pretty.
Two more people joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And the other person, feel free to say your name and location. And of course, feel free to not do so. We welcome you. All right. If you just joined in here through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Well, happy Monday night to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Same to you, hi.
Thank you.
Welcome. Please say name and location. Or the next person, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Good evening, Wanda. This is Kent from Canada.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, it is I, Antonio Banderas.
Antonio, amigo. Buenas noches.
Hi, Antonio.
Antonio. Yeah. Hi, hi. Hi, Don. Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Antonio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Antonio.
Welcome.
Hi, Antonio.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from California.
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, you guys.
Did I hear Terry?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Maybe she's muted.
I heard her say, hey, Antonio.
Yeah, she did.
She unmuted just for me. And everybody on BBS, you could have this much fun, too, if you go to Whole Planet Healing.
That's right.
Did I hear Yetta?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Antonio.
Hello.
You recognize me from my lab?
Yes.
Uh-oh. He does that. He knows everybody on the line.
If you laugh, you're laughing. Like, I could recognize people when they do stuff, and then I remember it.
Welcome to the next participant. Please say name and location.
Hi, it's Prudence.
Dear Prudence, we welcome you.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Prudence.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Hi.
And
hi,
someone else joined in after Prudence. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
I stayed
in bed all day. I didn't feel like getting out of bed, and it was raining all day.
Oh,
those gray days kind of get you.
I love the rain, though.
Do you?
When
I'm in bed.
You know? Rain on the roof.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful sound. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It just means pain to me. Everything hurts with rain. Oh, my body hurts all the time.
Is that from arthritis?
No, fibromyalgia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Oil.
No, it didn't do a thing for me because it's not inflammation. It didn't help me at all.
Everybody I know takes CBD oil and helps it.
I know. I tried, Wanda. I did try it. Believe me, I'll try anything. I had to go for the medical cannabis.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It has the other stuff in it.
My phone's making noise?
Yes.
Somebody.
not now.
Beautiful, clear sky. see all the stars in the Milky Way tonight.
Oh. Where I live, we can't see the Milky Way very well. I would love to be able to see it clearly.
Are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm on what they call the Buffalo Trail or Highway 21.
You're in a convertible?
Wow. I'm on my way home.
Ferrari.
Be careful while driving. Hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah, I'll probably get
to you. He's so cute.
don't text and drive.
Oh, gosh.
No. I have it on Bluetooth.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah, good.
And my coast rider is on the lookout, too.
My mom, she said,
from the passenger seat.
And my mom, she didn't like when I took her because I would drive with one hand. And she would always say, "I'm going to tell your father." And I would say, "He drives like that too."
Where'd I learn it from, right?
Yeah, and then and I was like, if you're going to tell my dad something, tell him this. And I started driving with my knees.
Oh.
And who taught you how to drive?
I taught myself how to drive. Just by looking at what my dad did with his hands and his feet.
Huh. Oh,
good
for goodness.
You. So your dad taught you how to drive.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to start. Are you guys ready?
Wynn?
All right.
Yep. Thanks for the warning.
I didn't know you were here, Wynn. Hi, Wynn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been talking. You're not paying attention.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is December 2nd, 2019, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night wild card night. And I thought I would talk and maybe give other people a chance to talk because I thought what happened on Sunday was fairly historical. And you know, I wish I had downloaded it and taken some of the section out where Table Rock was talking. And
explain who Table Rock is.
Hang on.
Unmuted.
Who of you doesn't know who Table Rock is?
Me.
I do not.
You are not on the Sunday morning. You were not on the Sunday morning call, right?
Right. I was not.
So, you know, for the past few weeks, I was saying that we would do a Sunday call and talk to the Raw group and ask a little bit about Edgar Casey and whatever came up, all right? And I did that on Sunday. And the person started talking to us from the Rock group, called himself Table Rock. And interestingly enough, I was familiar with that name. Okay? And hang on a second here. Where I was familiar with it is the name was in my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And Anyone have any comments about Sunday's call?
Well, I really liked it. I think it was really interesting, and the energy was definitely different. And it was really good stuff.
Different than the Elohim, right?
Yeah. It was, yeah. It did feel differently, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, very
interesting.
What made me wonder is because it stated that it was an aspect of Table Rock. Does that mean it's not an individual, it's a group, or can it be an aspect of an individual?
Well, I didn't recall that when they said it was an aspect of Table Rock. But
they did,
sure
they said that.
They did, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd have to ask another question.
They maybe could explain it better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I wanted to do was I wanted to read you the little excerpt in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce where that name came up. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
And this was from November 26, 1997. All right.
Wow.
David, I would like to incubate a question. Now, David was already channeling at that point, okay? And he was getting messages. And as I recall, he didn't know who he was talking to. I'm not sure, though. He might have at that point. I'm not sure. But it'll probably reveal itself in this little section. David,
get your recording? Did you get your recording going?
I think so. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, we're good.
Yeah, I'm recording. I'm good. Okay?
Thank you.
The date?
You know, what is so different about the work we do? Would you like to say your name and your city? And it's okay if you don't want to.
I'll turn it off.
Turn off the digs, okay?
Done.
You know, I was studying all these channelings of David's before I interviewed him, before I decided to write the book. And one of the most amazing things about the work we're doing is that for anyone who studies it and takes the time, I have been such a researcher in putting things together that in spite of the outrageous conclusions that we come to, aside from the energy we feel on the calls, there is this huge body of evidence that what we're doing is real and how we identify things is real. But somebody has to go through and study it or listen to our calls because there's enough on our calls that puts it all together. And you know, initially, it was absolutely blowing my mind, and it was overwhelming. And I'd get overwhelmed, and then something else would show up. And so many things. You know, my biggest fear at the beginning of all of this was that something on the other side was going to mislead me, that maybe they weren't positive. I had enough indoctrination about channeling to know that was a possibility. And in fact, it's why when years before Terry wanted to take me into a channeling, she was going to this woman who was channeling in Culver City. And I would drop her off, and then I'd pick her up, but I would never go in.
I know it. I'd say it's starting right now, and you're gonna love it. And it's on the phone.
And I was so afraid that I would get tricked that I didn't want to even open to the possibility of it. And people do get tricked all the time. I know more now than I did then, but I didn't have the discernment to know how to evaluate a channeling. And so I thought I would get tricked and get sucked into something. And with my work, the same thing. I studied Wilcock with a fine-tooth comb. I studied everything. And then, were all these past life resonances and pictures. And then think lights showing up around me. And I said, and plus, they're so loving. They're consistently that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they maintain their position. They don't get sucked into being sickeningly sweet, loving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you beautiful children of light. I'm right. So honored to have you here. Because I don't trust that. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not legitimate. It's just that it appeals to one's ego to be exalted by some source on the other side, And I was afraid of that. So here, I'm going to read this. David, I would like to incubate a question on my identity here related to Edgar Cayce. Source, Table Rock. This is our boss. We will have to move over as he is in charge, okay? Now, when they said, this is our boss, that's not him. There was a group present, and part of the group was saying that he was their boss. He was the leader. And I remember when I read this, what a weird name, Table Rock. What we are doing here is staring each other in the face. Sometimes you will need to do that. It should be very easy to take a guess at this point, but with that guess comes responsibility, enormous responsibility. Furthermore, as you are well aware, your connection with us will need to be dramatically strengthened. In short, David, the answer is yes. Now, what are they saying yes to? They're saying, on my identity related to Edgar Cayce. And this is where they said the answer was yes. You will need to review the whole life and see the parallels. Someone else came along, and it is important that you know this. Now, Wilcock put in parenthesis there a reference to Ra. But he said, now, what do you mean by that? The words that we speak are inspired by sources we have not yet particularly identified, though this gives us great concern. It is not a matter of impending importance at this point. David, but this is such an important finding. It is very difficult for me to completely accept this. Source, you had to put that on the tape, didn't you? To take orders from another is at times to impede the natural flow of communication. David, well, then proceed with the natural flow. Source, thank you. To bury this concept in time would not be wise for you. that it is very important that you should make those aware around you. We do not have the time for you to hide this. Now, they're talking about him being Casey. They told him he was Casey early on, okay? And when they said the answer is yes about his connection with Casey, we understand that you will be tested, and we feel it is imperative that you take the necessary precautions to ensure that you are ready for said involvement. Be it known that you are not as configured this time for medical readings and for individual one-on-one counseling. This is one of the involvements that we have wished to change. We would like to see you progress in the direction of spending more time teaching universal concepts to the masses. This would be the highest utilization of your creative forces. As you have seen before, this process works quite well in a controlled situation, wherein you have the time and patience to pay attention to these words as they come through you. You are correct in discerning that part of the conscious channeling process is for us to provide organization to the words which you speak, and vice versa. And then in parenthesis, note, this last sentence shocked me when it came in. They appear to be saying that I do have a great deal of responsibility for some of the trance writings that we have worked on. To comment on this again, it is no longer necessary to keep up with the Joneses. Now that you are aware of the part that you are playing, you may grow into the role with greater responsibility and understanding of its purpose. Did you not think there was a reason for why you were never influenced to undergo a broader scale study of the life of Edgar Casey? This is because it concerned us that deep memories might be triggered before their time. David, are you really serious about this? It just seems to be so overwhelming. Source, you forget that there is a light in the darkest of places. Though yours was one of many difficulties, it is a lifetime replete with examples of a person born ready to unfold his natural abilities almost as if from birth. Thus, you have had a very strong predilection towards this, and we do not wish you to use this as a means of asserting power over your associates, but simply be aware of the great responsibility that this entails. You will need to focus diligently on the questions and concerns at hand with why you are here and what your ultimate mission is. To that end, we wish to see you go forward and promote these concepts of unification with one's higher self and alignment with the law of love so that others may prepare for the impending problems and or ascensions that wait. From our perspective, you can clearly see the difficulty that we have had in terms of preparing you for this moment and making the necessary arrangements in order that it be realized. So just be calm, David. You will use our abilities well, and together we will go forward and hopefully teach the world that which needs to be taught. Our love is here with you now, David, surrounding you.
Muted.
We do not want anything bad to happen to you. We want you to be aware that protection and guidance exists. Now you understand why all of our prophecies were geared towards December, as this is the month when you would first be fully aware of your identity therein. It is a very exciting time. You are correct in that we will be able to go further with you if you meditate and get yourself deeper into trance than you are right now. Now, just I want to go back and I want to mention something. The date of this session was come on, here we go. 11/26/1997. Now that's very significant because I don't know if you recall this, but Edward Casey predicted that Casey would return in 1998. And hang on a second here.
Unmuted.
How many of you knew that?
Yes. Yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Now, believe it or not, when I was a kid and I was studying...
Muted.
I was thinking... God, I hope I meet him, but I'll probably be too old, okay? Because I thought it meant he would be born in 1998. But they came in and told us to David in November 26th of 97, essentially, Casey returned at this moment. Or at least this is the moment that Wilcock got confirmation from the other side that he was Casey. And actually, let me meet everybody. Hang on. Who's making all that noise? Siri, are you eating?
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6. Q&A session is over.
Someday I'm going to learn what a Q&A session is. Now, if you notice, Table Rock is pretty terse and pretty succinct when he's talking to David here. And you also might keep in mind that David was like 27 or 28 years old. And it was overwhelming him to take in this information.
And it was in 1998 when he moved to Virginia Beach, correct?
Right. Now, the specific Edgar Casey prophecy did not say that Edgar Casey would return. They said the priest will return in 1998 and maybe a liberator of the world. And David was very aware of that prophecy at a certain point. Of course, the priest was referring to Ra-Ta, the Egyptian priest who was working very closely with the Ra group, where they manifested bodies or light bodies in Egypt that people could see, and where, according to the Casey readings, they built the pyramids by levitation. So let me continue here. Now you understand why all of our prophecies were geared towards December, as this is the month when you would first be fully aware of your identity. It's a very exciting time. And of course, Hives was saying that he went to Virginia Beach, I believe in 1998, and moved there. And it's a very interesting story. He was selling popcorn at Edgar Casey events, and he was trying to get the ARE to recognize him unsuccessfully. Or perhaps they recognized him and they said, well, if this was really true, we could never admit it because it would take too much power away from them. And David was not, from my perspective, very diplomatic. You are correct that we will be able to go further with you if you meditate and get yourself deeper into trance than you are right now. We also wish for you to go much further with your out-of-body experiences, and in so doing, a massive amount of information can be compiled in a very short amount of time. Peace be with you in the light of everlasting love. And then I wrote in the book, understandably, this reading rocked Wilcock to his core. And in many senses, he very much had wished that it wasn't true, since he was very science-minded, and he knew that it would be expose them to extreme ridicule. Nearly 14 additional months would pass before he would be directly informed of the connection between his work and that of Ra. Had he been given such information any earlier than this, he might have felt overwhelmed, since he was already aware of the Ra-Ta story and of the fact that Ra had apparently worked with Ra-Ta during the Egyptian Atlantean period. Fourteen months after he was told he was Casey, it was revealed to him that his source was none other than Ra, the same Ra who had so greatly inspired him through the Ruckert Law of One series that had been pivotal in his own growth. And then I think this is an excerpt from the Ruckert material. The planet Venus was made as our starting point. This is Ra. It's designed to open and unfurl an opportunity wherein the source body of a new race could be had. The identity Ra is our identity. We are that social memory complex that you have been striving for. This might be a Wilcock channeling that happened Nutcracker. We have desired to speak through this instrument with a maximal desire of increased accuracy and contact for some period of time. We now feel that it is okay for you to be knowledgeable about the nature of the source. It is not similar to the likes of Elvis Presley, where a superstar has died and cannot return. It is not similar. As you are aware, we stated that we would be in the fifth dimension, eagerly waiting any further attempts at service that we might make. David, if this is indeed Ra, why then is it so difficult for me to be able to go deep enough to get your unfiltered guidance? Why is it that I have to do this consciously when it seems so impossible for Carla to have done that? Ra. The curvature of space and time is not yet something that you understand, and yet we were capable of grossly manipulating its distortions as to produce a whole new affair. This new affair centered around the notion of immaculate seniority, creating a feeling within that is vibrationally compatible with those realms of energy that are inherently all around you. Periodically speaking, we find that we have the opportunity for an entity to come along who is able to engender such a maximal desire to serve. And it is at this time that we are then able to produce the greatest results. It was believed at the time of said readings, referring to the raw material in 1981, that this situation would be the only ideal circumstance through which contact could be made. But we have found that to be an error. This also has proven to be a venue wherein we are able to continue allowing ourselves to have the messages without needing the elaborate process of deep unconscious trance work. Of course, as you are aware, our messages are filtered somewhat, and thus the end product is not always the same as what you see in said raw material. However, do not doubt yourself in knowing that you have indeed produced much comparable material with us, and that it is also a representation of the blending of foci between our own level and your own. It is through this making of dimensions, it's through this melding of dimensions that we have been able to take off some more of the scholarly edge that we possessed in the raw material and instead turn it into a more completed form in the here and now. And then going back to the book, now that we know that Ra was working directly with Wilcock behind the scenes, we need to back up in the timeline a bit. As we said earlier, Wilcock was living in upstate New York when he was asked by his channeled source to move to Virginia Beach in 1997. Virginia Beach happens to be where Edgar Cayce lived for most of his life, and it is also the location of the ARE headquarters dedicated to the preservation and distribution of Casey's material. Wilcock initially assumed that this request was given because Edgar Casey already marked Virginia Beach as a safe area in the event of world cataclysms. After some degree of friendly coercion from his readings, Wilcox decided to make the move. And I'm now going to insert an unpublished section of the interview I did with Wilcox for the Spirit of Mott. And do I want to read this? Now, right before I had done that, within less than 2 weeks before I moved, so he was already planning on moving to Virginia Beach, this friend of mine called me up on the phone and said, "You got to come over to my home. You've got to see something." I didn't want to go. But he said, "You really need to come over and see this right now." So it turns out he was a member of the ARE. I had attended a couple of Search for God study groups at his home. Of course, this is Wilcox talking to his friend, which are based on Edgar Casey's channel material in his later years. So I walk inside, and he brings me to a table, whereupon he slaps down this magazine with a white piece of paper on top of it. A square was cut in the middle of the paper, and inside the square is an image of a person's face. As he slapped the magazine down on the table, "Who is this?" And he pointed his picture. I looked at it and said to myself, "Oh my God, that's my face." But I obviously knew it couldn't be my own face for two reasons. First of all, it was on a magazine cover, and I had never been published. And second of all, it was rendered in this sort of artistic style where it was partly a photograph and partly done over with colored pencils. Inside my mind, I said, "Obviously, that's not me." I then continued by saying to myself, "Okay, well, he's obviously an ARE member. This is typical of the type of artwork that you would see me on the cover of the ARE's Venture Inward magazine. Therefore, this must be a picture of Edgar Casey when he was young." So I finally responded, "Well, that's Edgar Casey." And he replied, "Yeah, but who else is it? And who does it look like?" And after a long pause, I said, "Wow, that was pretty weird." So it was when I came to Virginia Beach, the people who were working in the ARE in various capacities would come up to me and be astonished at my physical resemblance to Edgar Casey, which is quite stunning, as anyone can see in the photograph. So this type of event started to happen more and more. Without going into all the details, let me just say that it eventually built up a crescendo where I said to my readings, "You got to tell me, is this true or not? What's going on?" I had to ask two or three times before I really got the answer. And when I did get the answer, they said, "Well, we're willing to tell you, but you have to understand with that answer comes responsibility." It's funny because when you actually read that reading where they're telling me, there is a sort of argument going back and forth. Between between us where I was saying, man, if this is true, that I'm in for some rough, real rough times. Nobody is going to accept this. Nobody is going to believe this. I had always disliked hearing about people who had claimed to be someone famous in their past lives and then tried to go to use that to give themselves some sort of credibility to others in the metaphysical community. I was already aware that Casey had been through some very grandiose past lives, including the Atlantean high priest Ra-Ta. And then Ra-Ta was predicted to return in 1998. Never in a million years could I have imagined that I would be in that person. On the one hand, it was rather exciting. And on the other hand, it felt like a death warrant. However, they basically told me that if I didn't let people know about this, and if I didn't start publicizing my private channeling work and try to get it out into the world, such as by the internet, then I was basically committing the equivalent of felony in the spiritual realm. So all of a sudden, I felt like I had all this responsibility thrust on me, and I can't really say that I enjoyed it. What had always been my own little secret had suddenly taken on earth-shaking importance. Now I wasn't just David Wilcock. I was a reincarnated historical figure whose previous work had been known, and several officers. If you haven't read The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, I highly recommend it. Because when we talk about any of these group souls, no matter what I say, it doesn't substitute for reading or listening to their direct words. And The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey opens a door that is very profound. And of course, neither Carla Ruckert nor David Wilcock ever emphasized the Ra connection to Jesus. And if you notice, when I tried to talk to Table Rock yesterday, he really didn't want to answer questions. And he doesn't want to say anything negative about Wilcock. And well, let me see if I can find this. Hang on. Let's see. There's this quote which I talk about. There's a whole chapter in the book. What was the chapter called? I think it was called, hang on. They were talking about Jesus. And, you know, as I learned about Ra, it was obvious to me that it would have been unlikely for the Ra group to have a representative in this realm who would be a messiah, who would be saving other people. And yet, it was clear that there was a whole chapter where they were going through stuff like I am the truth, I am the way. Namely, there is no other truth save the life within. I am the way. There is no other way but thine own way, revealed to thyself in the clarity that comes from deep internal wounding, then examined by the self. Okay? Let me read that again. Revealed to thyself in the clarity that comes from deep internal wounding, and then examined carefully by the self. In other words, they seem to be saying that internal wounding is a major way for you to grow. And then they said, no one comes to the Father but by me. Namely, that there is no other path to self-perfection and achievement of enlightenment but by grasping and aligning with those forces, coalescing within self, and then represented by said Christ light. This statement has been hopelessly distorted to all sorts of parsimonious, meaning selfish, situations, including but not limited to those who would use it as a means to bolster their own faith, and to say that all of those who do not believe in Jesus are forever condemned to eternal hellfire of some sort, made gruesome in its potentialities for prolonged intense suffering. And yet, the masses of your people insist on some level within that this inner Christ is what is being accomplished. And here comes the killer sentence. Because of the damage we sustained in our religion, namely Christianity, we often come to you without ever speaking in these exact terms, which they never did through Carla Ruckert. But if you can imagine, here's Carla going to church every Sunday, and she's channeling the Ra Room. How could she have handled that? I mean, I said it on our call, and I was not even, she never made a comment, and I didn't ask her to, and I didn't want her to, because I didn't want her to go into conflict with me over this. And I'm not even insisting it's correct. I'm not insisting it's correct right now. But a lot of evidence indicates that it is. On that note, we got to go to Whole Planet Healing. Hang on, I'm unmuting everybody.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Ms. Seattle.
Did you guys follow all that?
Yes, it was very interesting. Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good
thank
call.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if I have it right, the reincarnation is the current message from the same source Jesus called Father. And that's what I was thinking when I wrote the book. And I'm just going to stop the recording here.
This session is no longer being recorded.
When? I think Table Rock is an American Indian.
No.
No?
It's a name for a leader on the other side in the Ra group, okay?
Well, do you think he used to be an Indian?
I don't know. The Ra group, there's no, you know what? The Ra group, you know, as far as I know, except for the wanderers that came in,
they all had incarnations here on Earth, correct?
No, they had incarnations on Venus.
Oh, the Ra, okay, all right.
I mean, that's what they say, you know?
Okay.
There is a place called Table Rock, Missouri, right?
Yeah,
and
I looked
it up too. Table Rock, lowest price guarantee.
Yeah, there's a Georgia and a South Carolina. There's different parks named Table Rock.
Yeah. And, but, Table Rock, now you see, maybe Table Rock was leading discussions and plans and had a leadership position with the Ra Group, which caused him to be named Table Rock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was meeting around a table, and he was the rock.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Just like at the beginning of the first channeling I read, they said, we turn you over to our leader, right?
Yeah, Table Rock. Right.
Yeah, right. So it's probably, that's why it was called that. Probably. I'm just speculating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But,
makes sense. Thank you. It's very interesting.
All right. Okay, well, thank you all for supporting the energy of such amazing stuff coming through.
and
realizing that Terry and I are not nuts. Okay.
Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Actually, we might be nuts. You know that? But I actually think everyone else is nuts.
So we are still on BBS. If you're listening in on BBS, we go over to the Whole Planet Healing Conference call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. If you have pen and paper, the phone number is 712-770-4340. Access code 250513#.
And if you listen to that call and you're interested, if it provokes your curiosity, you should go buy The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Get it on my website, returnofedgar.com. And when you go there and you get the book, you can get included as a free channeling of that source that I did with Wilcock. Or you can get it on Amazon for cheaper than that. So, but read it, because there's a lot of very profound wisdom and guidance in that book, aside from making the point of the Wilcock-Cayce connection. So on that note, I'm going to drop everybody. There we go.
Bye.
And then,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.